Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Be selected number one. Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft, and iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show. Fox Radio. Broadcasting live in the Tyrac.com studios. Tyrac.com, we'll help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. Tyrac.com, the way tire buying should be. Welcome in. Hope you're great. Maybe better than great. Spectacular. Awesome. Thanks so much for joining us. I wanted to talk about Andy Reid. We'll get to that probably second hour of the show. I want to talk about Pat Mahomes. I want to talk about a bunch of this stuff. But
stop me if you've heard this before.
Apparently Kyrie Irving wants to be traded again. Right? I mean, talk about a complete miss, right? Talk about a complete miss. Why didn't Kyrie Irving do this on February 2nd? It would have been Groundhog's Day again. But in the least surprising news of all time, Kyrie Irving not down with the plan, which is interesting because, hey, 2 weeks ago, he talked about how much better everything was and how everybody's all in and kumbaya. And what happened? What happened? My guess is the Lakers happened. That's my guess. It's the only thing I can think of. You know, think of the things that have Cohen's have happened, right? Lakers haven't pulled off a big trade. Still maintain their trade assets, whatever you think of them. Rumors of them wanting to move off Patrick Beverley. Pat Bev and Russell Westbrook both come off the cap at the end of the year. They happen to go through New York, and then days after going through New York, less than a week before the trade deadline, he requests a trade. Has to be, right? Has to be. And this is just days removed, like 2 days removed from one of the worst pummelings in the history of the NBA. What took place, like, again, I don't know if people paid attention because it's just the regular season and it was just like a, I think, just a random Wednesday night. But the Boston Celtics were up 46-16 on the Brooklyn Nets at the end of the first quarter the other night. 46-16. 46-16. I mean, it is absolutely insane how badly they were beaten and how that must have felt. You know, by the way, Jason Tatum single-handedly outscored the Nets in that first quarter. He had 18 and the Nets had 16. That one's crazy. But this is what happens in the NBA. Guys, find a way to be unhappy. Find a way to get out. That stuff is nuts. What do you think there, Dan Beyer, of the, like, what would the market even be like for a Kyrie Irving in the last year of his deal?
You know, it is interesting because if you are a team that's interested in him, it is such a short span. So if you were a team that was looking to make a move and we're like, all right, we're all in for this season, then there's really no risk. Like you mentioned the Lakers off the top, which I think is a very astute observation, with that would be one of the few teams where they would be like, all right, what can we do long-term with Kyrie? But I do think like there would be value if you did bring him in just for these, you know, doing the math in my head, you know, 4 or 5 months if you were looking to make a playoff push. But if you want to risk, you know, the amount that it would take to get him, that's, you know, that's the other question. I wouldn't be able to put like a, you know, it wouldn't be a Rudy Gobert sort of deal of, you know, 4 first-round picks and then actual decent players as part of that deal. But it may be worth it for a team that is willing to be like, all right, we have no intention of signing Kyrie to a long-term deal after this. But we feel like maybe we need this, you know, lift up this spark for a stretch run.
Okay, but let's look at those teams that would be... Let's see here. Let's look at those teams. Okay.
I have zero in mind, by the way. Like
I know. Yeah. But this is where like you and I agree in how we look at the world of sports for the most part, right? Which is like we don't deal with the, you know, you did like, okay, it's like the trading of Aaron Rodgers. I heard Cowherd talk about, well, you know, Rodgers to the Miami Dolphins. Like the Miami Dolphins have bad cap situation. They don't have the ability to bring in all that money. Like it's just not there. And oh yeah, by the way, like why would the Green Bay Packers just give away Aaron Rodgers without draft picks and then players? Because they're going to take a massive cap hit if they were to deal him as well. Anyway, so the point is that you and I deal with reality. Okay, so in the East, Cleveland, no. Brooklyn, obviously, we're talking about. 76ers, Bucks, Celtics. Knicks have a point guard. Hawks, no. And you know, I know there'll be people who go like, wait a second, hold on. There's talk of them trying to, you know, trying to go ahead and maybe move Trae Young. Yeah. Okay. Just so you're aware of how things actually work. Sean Marks is a Spurs guy. Landry Fields is a Spurs guy. The last thing that Landry Fields, who's a first-time GM in Atlanta, wants is Kyrie Irving. And case in point, Sean Marks would never do that to him. Wizards, you can send him to the Wizards. I don't know why they'd want him. Bulls, maybe, but I mean, what's the point? They're not good. And they already have other point guards that they probably like as well or better. Pacers, Raptors, like none of that. Maybe they send them to Toronto. Like, I don't know, to get OG. I don't know. Boy. So nobody in the East makes sense, right? Nuggets don't want them, don't need them. Grizzlies don't want them, don't need them. Kings don't want them, don't need them. Mavericks don't want them, don't need them. Clippers need a point guard. And, oh yeah, by the way, the coach of the Clippers was his coach when he won an NBA title. That's an interesting one. Timberwolves, don't see it happen. Okay. Suns, they need a point guard. They may be ready to move on from Chris Paul, but I can only tell you that that one seems far-fetched with a new owner and all new thoughts. Utah, no. Golden State, no. Pelicans, no. Trailblazers, no. Lakers, maybe. Thunder, Spurs, Rockets. Doesn't make any sense. They'd rather be bad than be good. So it's really like, would the Clippers be interested and would the Lakers do it? And it feels like the only team that would really be willing to change their culture, to give it a shot, would be the Lakers. It's like a one team deal. That's the harsh reality of Kyrie Irving. And I'll tell you right now, I'm not sure there's a guy who's, even with all the new young guards, there might not be a guy as talented as him. But they're not going to give him away for free. And he completely upsets any apple cart, you know, completely upsets any apple cart. So, yeah, I don't really see it. Go ahead, Dan.
There's also, there's also this other part of it that I think is legitimate, in that this is Kyrie saying, I will have the last laugh in all of this. Meaning, all right, you suspended me earlier this season. You didn't allow me to play in home games last year. You couldn't get a deal done this offseason. Now I say that I want to stay with you, and you put in things in this contract offer that would take away guaranteed money from me. All right, this is what I'm going to do. You're in a playoff push right now. You need me more than any other team in the NBA, probably including the Lakers. I'm out. I am out. And you know what? Not only will I not re-sign with you next year, who knows what these next 2 months could entail. Like, there's that side of it that I also think that Kyrie is just like, all right, guess what? I already got a title. You want to talk about, you know, lasting legacy? Mine's Game 7, 2016 NBA Finals, 3 to give the Cavs the lead in the title. Like, all of this stuff that may be important to Kevin Durant or maybe important to the Nets organization probably isn't important to Kyrie. And it may be his opportunity to be like, you know what? I'm just going to stick it to you for all the times that I felt you've stuck it to me over these last 2 years.
Bobby Marks tweets, Kyrie Irving is extension eligible up to June 30th with Brooklyn. If he is traded and amends the 15% trade bonus, he is not allowed to extend with his new team. The maximum extension is 2 years, $78.6 million with a new team. But if Brooklyn pays him the trade kicker. So the whole thing is confusing and fascinating all at the same time.
I think the Seinfeld spite angle is legit. Kyrie's doing this out of spite.
But what is he so spiteful for?
Everything it just laid out.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, like, I don't know.
Like, would you put it past him to be like, and again, what this is that this contract negotiation, because it was a week or two where we had heard Kyrie and the Nets are in talks on a long-term extension. So now Kyrie, we're thinking like, all right, Kyrie's back in good graces. Things are good in Brooklyn. They're actually doing a lot better than I thought they would this season. They're only, five games back of the Celtics in the East, sitting in the fourth spot. Of him being like, wait a sec, this is the offer that you gave us? Like, I'm Kyrie Irving. And now you want these stipulations of whatever they may be. Who knows if they're playing or if they're social media or whatever it is. But, you know, this may be his final straw with all of this. And then his way of being like, all right, we'll play it. If you want to play it that way, we'll play it that way.
Jay Stu, what do you think, bud?
So I'm going to let you guys handle all the trade details and whatnot and you know, all that. You know, I'm not good at that.
How many lottery protected picks would you include, Jason?
I mean, well, I think the important thing is the cap.
Yeah, the cap is what I would going to jump
bring
in on.
The capologist on this one. But no, in general, it interests me every time Kyrie wants something, because it typically goes against the grain. As Doug pointed out, there was some language last week about a new contract. I had said earlier that I was thinking this the last couple of months that Kyrie has been strangely quiet. And by quiet, I mean not saying disruptive things or being a distraction. Like, he's just been kind of a good teammate and a good basketball player. And since the whole anti-Semitism drama that he stirred up in October. But, like, and then this. So next week's going to be interesting, guys. We're going to have this Kyrie Irving drama going up to the deadline. LeBron James is going to break Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record, and we don't know if Kareem Abdul-Jabbar even cares or wants to know. And then we got a Super Bowl. So I think next week's going to be great, right?
Going to be awesome. Going to be super, super interesting. You know, there's so much to it. I think, how to relate this to people. You make a lot of good points, Dan, about all the things that he thinks were done wrong to him. And I think he's one of these guys that has no idea, no true feel for his own actions and how others feel about him. Make sense? Like, he only sees himself as being wrong. Kind of a martyr type of deal. Right? And, like, yeah, just be honest, I think half the league's owners are Jewish. So you can say a lot of things. That dude ain't working for me. You know? No thanks. But you want me to, wait, you want me to pay him how much? Nah, I'm good. I'm good. So that's a problem. The contract extension would be a problem. Just in terms of he's been injured a lot is a problem. But more than anything, like, there is just zero level of accountability. And he will turn on you in a heartbeat. Yes, John Ramos.
You always hear, and this is the first player that I've heard of really where people don't say what I'm going to say now, which is usually he's so talented and so good, they just push all that other stuff aside. 9 times out of 10, they'd be like, I'll take that guy. Like, we'll just deal with it when it happens. But this is a one guy where he is so talented and such a very exceptional basketball player that now we're getting to the point that that part is being not even thought of. Now it's what you just said, which is all these, this baggage is just way too much for even the greatness that he brings to as a basketball player. It's quite interesting to me that's occurred, that it's starting to turn, right? Because most players, like, they're just like, hey, yeah, we'll deal with it. The guy's so good. I mean, we'll just, you know, we'll fix it. We'll get it done. And now it's like everybody's just like, It's quite interesting to me that this guy is kind of turning the tide of that thought pattern.
I would agree with you. I completely agree with you.
I would also say that what is different about this is there may be other situations where you're like, we're going to take a PR hit on this. Fans are not going to be happy. We're giving this guy a second chance. This has the opportunity for the guy blowing up everything that you have going in that organization and just completely being like, that's the other part of it. Why I think it's a little different of like there's always that risk that all of a sudden he may be like, you know what? I'm just done playing. I'm not going to play anymore. I'll see you guys later.
Yeah.
You know, like that.
Yeah.
And that's what's, like, different about it. Like, maybe you're like, okay, do we want to bring this guy because there was this incident 2 years ago? You know, this guy got busted for this. Do we want to bring him? Is this a bad look? Sometimes we weigh the pros and cons of that, or teams do. This is a situation where, like, you could just completely crap out and, you know, be left with nothing. And I think that's also scary for some.
I love it. I love the storyline of it, especially, and Jay Stu is going to, I know he's thinking this. He's like, this guy's so unlikable, and it only, like, all of this hurts the NBA and shows how poorly run the NBA is, and it's poorly run because the players have dictated some of these things. We're coming off a week where everyone has bristled at all these players missing all these games, you know, and suddenly getting healthy for, like, the All-Star game or some other stuff. Like, it's just, what I think the talent in the NBA is better than it's ever been. As we detailed in the podcast, you know, your superstar is going to break the all-time scoring record. And LeBron is not flawless as a human being. Nobody is. But there's no flaws that I can point out in terms of his family life or personal life, right? He's had no issues there, right? All of this stuff should be championed. But, I mean, just if you're just being honest, it's really hard to go buy a ticket for a game because you don't know who's playing. And players that are under contract sometimes, you know, force their way out even to a situation that they help build. And then you have some of the comments that some of your best players have made, which doesn't suit well with your paying fans. This is all part of it.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Did you guys hear this sound? This is Pat Mahomes, okay? So I've been the guy who has tried to tell you, like, I get that you call the penalty, you know, but you didn't need to call the penalty. He just didn't. You know, the first contact was made when, honestly, there's a still shot of Mahomes being out of bounds, but not having his feet on the ground out of bounds as Joseph Asai first made contact and pushed him. And, you know, I think a lot of it was reaction to the flop. So he was asked whether or not he flopped. This is Pat Mahomes.
The most pain I had was stopping. So once he pushed me, it would have been hard to put my foot in the ground and try to stop. So I rolled through it. And you get over there with the heaters and the benches and people. That's where a lot of times people get hurt. And I think that's the reason that there's a flag for getting pushed out of bounds like that late. And so once I got pushed, I just tried to roll and try to not hurt people and not hurt myself. And the flag was called. I mean, I was pretty far out of bounds. It was probably the furthest I've been out of bounds before I've been hit. So I rolled through it. The flag was thrown the right way, and it got us into field goal range.
I rolled through it. Maybe, you know, I understand the idea of not stopping, but the taking a dive and rolling, yeah. Okay. Yeah. There was a push. He was out of bounds. I don't think you call it there. I just do. I just don't think you call it there. Waiting on Cody Kessler. I did think... I have a question. Beyer, do you think that, you know, like Tom Rinaldi now works for Fox, he does these amazing pieces. Amazing. Do you think that Tom Rinaldi is going to, when in the, inevitably there's going to be a Kelce Brothers one, right? Like, we know the storylines. Kelce Brothers, two black quarterbacks, and did you know Andy Reid coached the Philadelphia Eagles? Do you think that in the and telling the Andy Reid coaching the Philadelphia Eagles, now coaching the Kansas City Chiefs, do you think there will be a mention of his family issues, where his one son died of an overdose when he was in Philadelphia? And that dynamic of the family was a mess. And of course, his other son had vehicular homicide when he was in Kansas City. But like, it was part of the downfall of the Eagles was, yeah, Jim Johnson died of cancer. He was his defensive coordinator. And, you know, obviously they struggled in terms of finding a quarterback at the end of the Donna McNabb era. But also the personal strife. Do you think they touch it?
I don't. If they do, it's just a general mention. I don't think that they would get into specifics.
Should they?
I don't. I guess I don't think that it's necessary.
It's not pertinent?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I think that the piece is just a pregame. It's not a documentary. It's not a deep dive into Andy Reid. It's a pregame sort of segment where you want to, you know, build up the matchups. And so I don't think that it would fit in how they would put it together.
Okay. I do think they're a little bit of, they're like mini documentaries, right? I mean, because remember the pregame is like 7 hours long, whatever. This is why you brought in Tom Rinaldi. Like, he can tell a story about anything and make you cry. He's incredible. And I mean, I could be wrong. I feel like it's a big part of the story, which I understand how respectful you want to be of the guy, but it's part of the story. Right? Like, it didn't happen. All this didn't happen in a vacuum. Like, his son overdosed at training camp. So, and you know, his other son obviously has his own issues and had his own issues to deal with. And it's like Tony Dungy. I mean, obviously Tony Dungy wrote a book. He lost his son, very different circumstances, but I wonder, I don't know. I do think it's part of the story because I do think it was part of a tragic downfall of a guy who's incredible at his job. These jobs are really, really hard.
But do you think they'll mention it?
I don't know. I don't.
Okay.
But that was his last year in Philadelphia. Right? Like, it's all part of the story. They had a terrible year. They fell apart. His life was, at minimum, out of balance. He gets fired, takes over Kansas City. They immediately turn it around. You know, they've only won single-digit games. Only his second year, they won 9 games. After that, you know, while he had Alex Smith, they would lose early in the playoffs. But the guy immediately turned it around. Obviously, he had the issue with his son and other son in Kansas City. But no, I don't think they'll mention it. I do think they should. I think even if it's a passing mention, I think like this is part of a very much part of a human story. You know, I mean, we talk about Tom Brady losing his family. I don't know how much football really played a part in it. That's obviously the narrative that people want out there. I don't know how much this played a part in it falling apart. Or if it's a case of a dad who loved his kids, loved his job. His job just required him to be gone all the time. And you throw in the affluence of being a head coach with the fact that you're not home that much. With, you know, like there's an opioid crisis in the country and, you know, drug problems are real, regardless of your race or financial background. I don't know. I do think it should be mentioned. I just don't think it would be. Jay Stu, do you think it's I don't want to say fair game. Like I wouldn't, I'm not saying it to pick part, to pick him apart. I think it's part of his story.
It no doubt is a part of his story. It's a very interesting part of his story. It's a part of a story that maybe a lot of people don't know about, because I think the Super Bowl audience, and in a large part, the audience that watches football on Sundays isn't necessarily, aren't necessarily big sports fans. You know, their families and whatnot. So it's like, I bet most people don't know that part of the story. And to be honest, if Andy Reid was a bad guy or grumpy with the media and whatnot, yeah, maybe there would be more entities looking to tell that story. But he's just so darn likable. His front-facing personality.
I don't even think it's likable. He's beloved. You talk to anybody who played for Andy Reid, and they'll go like, "Dude, he's the best." I've talked to people who coach with Andy Reid, and that's one of those things where it's like the Eric Bieniemy thing. And I don't know how many people realize this one, is that Eric Bieniemy was there very close to not re-upping his contract. It was up last year. And then last week, right before the AFC Championship game, there's these stories out there that in addition to interviewing for the Colts, he's interviewing for other offensive coordinator jobs. In other words, it feels like this is it for Eric Bieniemy, even though he's technically their offensive coordinator. And so I don't know if it's Mahomes or Andy Reid who they're not seeing eye to eye. But again, everyone sides with Andy Reid. But, you know, behind the joy now is got to be the pain of what happened to your family, you know? And does he feel like it's the sacrifices that he made to coach football and how he tried to get his own kind of house in order? I don't know. I think it's obviously not a good part of his story, but it is definitely part of his story. And, you know, every part of our past shapes us to who we are today. And I mean, again, like this Andy Reid part two is even better, obviously, than part one, helped out by the fact he has Pat Mahomes, right? They were really, really good in Philadelphia for a long time. And Donovan McNabb was a good, really good, not great quarterback. Pat Mahomes is, you know, in that conversation of best players ever to play the position. And, you know, the wins in the biggest games are an obvious indicator as to why. Why. But I wonder if people know. And secondly, like, if we're honest, why can't that be part of the story? Because you're trying to make human issues relatable, even though it's covered up under the guise of the NFL. I don't know if I'm making sense.
In a weird sort of way, like I don't think the rights holders are going to do this story. I don't think your major CBS, Fox, NBC are going to do it. It would be like if Fox were to contract out their Andy Reid story to Vice, then it's definitely going to be told, in a comprehensive way. But consider the source here. That Fox pregame show generally is fluff pieces about fluff players. They keep it high-level stuff, relatable stuff. So I don't think it will be told, but I think what you're saying is important. Like it's a very important part of Andy Reid's story that isn't told, and thinking of why that is a good topic at least.
Lee in Vegas tweets me, you got the wrong Twitter handle, but I got it anyway. Why should someone's dead children be part of the story? People aren't putting stuff out there. You're a journalist, so tell the story. Quit waiting for others to speak for you. I don't know what that means, Lee. All I can tell you is I'm not a journalist. I'm a sports radio host. I know there are certain things in which you can report and do, which you have to have journalistic standards. But in terms of human interests, a 64-year-old man who is as accomplished and as beloved as he is, and the fact that a good part of the story of this Super Bowl is Andy Reid was the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles when they went to the Super Bowl, went to 5 NFC championship games in 6 years, and then it fell apart at the end. This is part of what fell apart and part of what he's rebuilt in his life. So, go ahead.
You know, you guys are talking about how beloved Andy Reid is, and you know, I don't know how many commercials that State Farm has done with Aaron Rodgers or Chris Paul. They've done tons of them. I mean, James Harden. been a running. The best State Farm commercial that I've seen is the Andy Reid commercial. I mean, where he's in the plane drawing the mustaches on the people, and he's so deadpan. It's so hilarious. He's like, you know, Pat Mahomes is like, you know, I got to get to the bottom of this. You know, he just like throws the pen. I mean, that's a beloved person. That is somebody who can make you laugh without even having to be a funny guy. He's not a comedian, but he just has something about him that you love. And so going to what Jason said is like, this guy's a beloved guy. And I don't know, maybe they could get away with talking about this type of stuff and keep him beloved and show that he's a human.
I don't think that makes him any less beloved. I think it's just a real human story.
Yeah, more.
But I would say, John, was it Mahomes who gave him the cheeseburger to celebrate? Right? Wasn't it Mahomes who gave him, like that
so.
Type of self deprecating?
Yeah,
you know, he was on with Cowherd this week. Like, man, I just like a Tommy's double cheeseburger.
That's right. Yeah.
Right. Like the fact that he's like, yeah. I mean, he totally gets it. And maybe to Dan's point. Like maybe it's for the football life, you know, the NFL Films football life, but it's a huge part of the story. It's really sad. And I mean, like, look, I don't know how you guys are. We all have kids. We all have sons. And just how do you get out of bed the next day? He had to go coach a football team. Right? How do you get out of bed? And then the guilt that you carry on some level, where you might have done all the right things, you might have not known, or maybe you knew, but you got him the right help. But the fact is that, like, you're a football coach his entire life. Being a head coach in the NFL, being any sort of coach in the NFL, is an all-encompassing job. There's got to be an amount of guilt. That's why these guys want him on staff, want him around. Right. Because one, it's, you know, it becomes like the family business. But two, it's the only way in which you can be around your family is if they're on the staff.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. We're live at the TireRack.com studios. Getting you ready for Super Week. We're going to have great shows out in the desert. Cody Kessler joins us. Of course, starting quarterback in the National Football League. Also star at USC. The show is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save Progressive.com. Cody, I got a bunch of things that I love about having you on. Let me start with your reaction to Tom Brady officially calling it quits earlier this week.
Yeah, Doug, it's a little bittersweet. You know, I would have loved to see him leave on a high note and win a Super Bowl and ride off into the sunset with number eight. But I think we all knew that was a bit of a long shot, just with the Buccaneers and how they struggled, especially later on in the season. And I know it differs from generation to generation, you know, and really depending on what era of football you watch. But to me, he's the greatest quarterback to ever play the game. I watched him as a kid growing up. You know, I continue to watch him at USC, loved watching his film and really studying the type of player he was and trying to, you know, add that to my own game. And then obviously I was fortunate enough in 2019 to get to spend a year with him in New England. So just, you know, very happy for his career and all the success he's had. And it's unbelievable, really, you know, how good he played for 23 years in the NFL. To be that good, you know, for that long, it just speaks volume of his work ethic and the dedication he's had to the game.
If you were going to tell people one thing that you know that others do not from your time with him, what would it be?
You know, I was, when I first got there to New England, you know, you hear Tom Brady, and as an outsider, he's almost like a mythical, you know, it's just almost like a legend that you don't know how he's going to be. And when I got to talk to him in person the first day, he's just another guy. You know, he's just one of the guys in the locker rooms. And I think the biggest thing that surprised me was not only the type of leader he was, but the way he treated everybody on the team, everybody on the organization. He made you feel so welcome. You know, I was coming in and had a little difficult time in Jacksonville, spent a little bit of the offseason with Philly, and I get to New England really is not really a big name or nobody, and he makes you feel like, you know, you're part of the guys and you've been on the team for a long time. So I think the way he treated people inside the locker room was something that really stood out to me.
Okay, let me ask you about the Niners, a team that some people thought he would go. What do you make of their quarterback situation now?
Yeah, I think that's going to be the biggest headline this offseason, along with obviously Aaron Rodgers in that situation. But, you know, Shanahan obviously made it very clear that Garoppolo will not be there next year. And he went on to say, I don't see any scenario where that's possible. But Jimmy did. He went 7-3 as a starter when he got his opportunity. He raised his trade value. So that definitely helps the Niners in that category. But that leaves you with Trey Lance and Brock Purdy. You know, and in a perfect world for the 49ers, I would think you want Trey Lance to be your starter going forward. You know, you have a very solid backup with Brock Purdy, who is a guy you know that can get the job done if needed. You know, I mean, you drafted Lance third overall in 2021. I still feel there's a lot more questions about the type of player he's going to be in the NFL than there are answers. We haven't really seen a lot of playing time for him, and you know, that was due to injury. But Brock Purdy comes in, and he played almost flawless football. You know, he's 67% completion percentage, 1,300 yards, 13 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. And if he doesn't get hurt, you know, last week against the Eagles, I think that's a completely different game, and he was playing at such a high level. But at the end of the day, I think you have to give Lance, you know, the edge in that category. Have going into this offseason, giving him all of the confidence, telling him, you know, he's the guy, and really making him feel like this is his team. But at the end of the day, if I'm Kyle Shanahan, it comes down to what's best for your team. And if Brock Purdy gives your team the best chance to win, you have to do that, or else you're going to lose guys in the locker room.
Yeah, the problem with Brock Purdy is he probably won't play next year with Tommy John surgery, right? I mean, that's the issue. Can Sean Payton fix Russell Wilson?
I think so. You know, I don't know if fix is the real word when it comes to Russell Wilson. It's just getting that confidence back for him. You know, he's obviously had some success with Drew Brees over the years. He's been one of the better coaches in the NFL when he was in. I think that was a great move by the Broncos, first of all, bringing in a veteran head coach as opposed to bringing in maybe another first-year coach or a guy with not a lot of experience. But if I'm Sean Payton, first thing I'm doing is going into the film room, just me and Russell Wilson, you know, and I'm asking him straight up, where do you think it went wrong last year? What needs to improve to get you back to the level of play that I know you're capable of? And I'm a big fan of what Mike McDaniel did for Tua. You know, sit down with him, pull up some plays from Seattle, what Russell loved, pull up some plays from Denver from last year, what he didn't like, you know, what things worked well, what didn't. But as the year went on, it just seemed that Russell lacked that confidence. So I think first and foremost, Sean Payton, and you saw it in the games with his facial expressions, you know, just didn't seem like the same player. So if I'm Sean Payton, the first thing I'm doing is how do we build that confidence back up?
Yep. Thanks so much. Hey, Cody, sorry we're tight on time. We appreciate you joining us. All right, coming up next on the TireRack.com studios, get your singing voices ready. It's The Gambler and the Doug Gottlieb Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.